Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashao Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
Thank God it's Friday, end of the week. Looking forward to the weekend. Hope our listeners are not going to be breaching court orders since courts don't open over the weekend. But I digress. Okay, how are you?
Gashao, I'm doing well and happy that we have survived another week.
Yeah, man, we have survived another week and we have another question to close the week.
All right, let's hear it.
Good day, gentlemen. Thank you for the work that you're doing. My name is Yvonne. 4 years ago, I got married to a man who was widowed. He was the only child to his mother, who is still alive. When we got married, he had a four-year-old boy who I loved with all my heart. I would feed him, bathe him, take care of him when he was sick, and help him with his schoolwork. On Sunday, we'd go to church together, and he even called me Mom. Unfortunately, my husband got into a bad accident and was hospitalized. In hospital, we spoke about our son, and I promised I would take care of him, whatever happened. Unfortunately, he died. Out of the blue, my mother-in-law came with the police to the house to pick my son. Thank God that day we were not in. But I'm now living in fear that she will take my son away from me. She has sworn that her grandson cannot be raised by a stepmother. My question is, can they take my son away from me?
So let me summarize what I've heard. Yvonne got married 4 years ago to someone who was widowed but had a son. And this son she has managed to raise as her own. Unfortunately, the father to the son died, before which Yvonne promised to take care of him. Now, the grandmother to this son, who is the mother to her husband, has come and wants to take the child away. Yvonne wants to know if this is possible.
Correct. And I understand the fears that we all have about evil stepmothers who are abusive to the child. And it's natural to think that since the Shosho is the only blood relative to the child, that maybe she could take care of her. But this is Yvonne's son. I do not see how the Shosho can come out of the blue to pick him.
So what it seems to me here is a battle between a grandmother and a stepmother for custody of this child.
What is custody?
Custody is a legal term that refers to the parental responsibility of a child.
What does parental responsibility mean, Wakibi?
To answer that, let's go back to the constitutional rights of a child. And every child has a constitutional right of parental care and protection. And the person who provides this parental care and protection is that person who has parental responsibility. Now, if you go deeper into this, you find that parental responsibility covers things like the duties that a parent has, which are duties to provide basic needs. You're talking about shelter, you're talking about food, you're talking about medicine. It also refers to the rights that a parent has. Rights such as naming the child, rights such as which religion to raise a child in, and even rights such as appointing a guardian. Parental responsibility is normally shared equally between the mother and the father to the child.
And in cases where now the parents, both parents are dead, like in our case, then on who does the parental responsibility fall?
Parental responsibility can be assumed by another person on the death of the parent. And the first one is the testamentary guardian.
Whoa. What is a testamentary guardian?
A testamentary guardian refers to that person who is appointed by the will of a parent who has died, so that on the death of this parent, this person takes up the parental responsibility.
Yvonne and her husband had an argument. Remember, Wakili? That's a real question.
Gashao, I think I need to take you back to our discussions on succession, because we have to see whether what Yvonne refers to is a valid will. And for a will to be valid, the person making it must have had both mental and legal capacity. Legal capacity refers to the person being over 18 years of age, which in this case we assume the father was. Mental capacity refers to the fact that he was of sound mind when making the will, which usually means that he understood what he was doing. But beyond that, because Yvonne doesn't refer to any document, we assume that what she's talking about here is an oral will. To determine whether this is a valid oral will, there are two further things that must be present. Number one, when this will was being made, there must have been two witnesses present. And secondly, this oral will must have been made within 3 months of the father's death.
Let's assume then, according to what you have said, if he does not have a valid oral will, he does not have parental responsibility from the description. But does that mean that then the Shosho can get custody?
For this Shosho to get custody, she can't do it using police. Custody can only be obtained. And let me clarify something. When we're speaking about custody here, we are talking about legal custody. But Yvonne all along has been having actual custody. Actual custody, yes, because the child has been living with her. What we are talking about here is legal custody. And for this Shosho to get legal custody, she can only do it through a custody order, which can only be given in court. So she would need to make an application to court.
And does that mean that therefore anyone can apply for custody and get a child?
No. Not anyone can apply for custody of a child. Of course, there's an order of priority as to who can apply and who qualifies to get a custody order. Usually, the first person to apply for custody is a parent. And this happens normally when you have divorced parents and then one wants custody over the other. Secondly is a guardian. And Yvonne, if she is a testamentary guardian, she falls in this category. Third is someone who has had actual custody of the child for at least 3 months prior to the application. But this person would need consent of the parent or guardian. So a bit tricky there. Okay. Lastly, there is one more category, is any person who does not fit in those first three categories, but can show cause why they should be awarded custody. So it seems that both of these, the stepmother and the grandmother, might end up falling in that last category.
Okay. And therefore, if both can apply for custody, then Yvonne should also apply for custody.
In fact, she absolutely needs to apply, because there is something which will also work in her favor. The law provides that if you have had custody of a child, actual custody now, I'm talking about actual custody, if you had actual custody of a child for at least 3 years and you make an application to court, no person can take that child away from your custody without leave of the court.
And that's what you meant by actual custody?
Absolutely.
So it appears that therefore Yvonne can apply for custody and the grandmother can apply for custody. But how does Yvonne mean?
When the court is considering who to award custody to, it is guided by several principles. In this case, the principles that would be relevant would be the wishes of the relatives, the wishes of the person who has had actual custody, who in this case is Yvonne, and also the wishes of the child. But ultimately, a court will always consider what the best interests of the child are.
It seems you are back to square one. On one hand, the court will consider the wishes of the relative, which in this case is the Shosho. On the other hand, the court will also consider the wishes of the actual custodian, who in this case is Yvonne. Man, it's the mother versus grandmother all over again.
Well, the contest is not evenly matched. Yvonne still has some cards up her sleeve. She might still be able to prove guardianship if there was a valid will. And even if there wasn't, the fact that she's had actual custody allows her to prevent the grandmother from taking away the son, at least until the matter is concluded. But ultimately, all children matters will be determined in the best interest of the child. And if Yvonne is as good a mother as she has said, then this will be in her favor.
Okay, Yvonne, you had it. Your best hope is to prove that you are a testamentary guardian. But either way, apply for custody and prevent the Shosho from taking your son. Keep taking good care of him and always fight for his best interest. Thank you, Akili, for ending the week on a good note. Next week on Swala Nyeti, we shall be tackling the cases we have received from landlords and tenants across the country who are having a hard time because of COVID-19. Susan wrote to us saying, my lease expired 1 month ago. and the landlord refused to renew it. He's now threatening that he can evict me at any time. Is this legal? Till next time, from me, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.